Verse 2. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. Now, he's as bad as any of the pagans that had been in that land when God put them out and put his people there. Well, he's not going to be there very long. That is, his people are not. They're going to have to leave. Verse 3, notice what he did. For he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed. In other words, Hezekiah got rid of all of this. And I think it was a partial revival that took place during the reign of this man, Hezekiah. But now all of that comes to naught because he reared up altars for Baal. He made a grove, as did Ahab, king of Israel. Now you don't have many worse than Ahab, king of Israel. And he's compared now to him. And he worshiped all the host of heaven and served them. That means he worshiped the sun, moon, stars, and all of the hosts of heaven. Many of them, as you know, have names that pertain to the Greek gods. There was Apollo, there was Diana, and there were the others, by the way. So that he worshiped the host of heaven. Somebody says, my, we've come a long ways. No, we haven't. You can go in the 5 and 10 cent store today, and you can get you a little packet there, and it'll tell you what you're born and under, and tell you all about yourself. There are a lot of people worshiping the host of heaven today. Verse 4, and he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said, in Jerusalem will I put my name. Now, he defied Almighty God. He put altars in the very city. God says, here's where I set my name, and I don't want any other of the heathen temples here. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord, so that he actually not only put altars in the city, put them right in the temple itself. Verse 6, he made his son pass through the fire. That was actually human sacrifice in that day, although it was to heat an image red hot and put a child, a baby, in it. And he either did that or else the child was offered to the heathen god without putting him in the red-hot idol. And he observed times. He used enchantments, and he dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. This is satanic. And he wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a graven image of the grove that he had made in the house of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I have given their fathers, only if they will observe to do according to all that I have commanded them, and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. They're getting ready to travel. They don't know it, but they are getting ready to travel. They're going into Babylonian captivity. Because God says, I'll put you in that land, you'll not move anymore, provided you obey me.